Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week, and in the first Aliyah of Parshat Tzav, we have 11 psukim. This parsha continues to discuss various korbanot. In this aliyah, the Torah discusses the Trumat HaDeshen, the daily removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach. The Torah then repeats and adds details to the mitzvot of the Korban Mincha, more Korban Minchas. Our parsha begins with an introduction to the Korban Ola. Perek Vav, Psukim Aleph and Bet, the Torah says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Tzav et Aharon, v'et banav lemor, Zot Torah Ha'ola, command Aharon and the other Kohanim. This is the law of the Ola. However, what is strange here is that the Torah is not discussing the Korban Ola. It seems like it is, but it's not. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on this Pasuk, Perek Vav Pasuk Bet, Rashi tells us that the Torah is telling us about how we, at night, burn fats and certain parts of the korban. Again, at night, korbanot themselves are not brought at night, but fats and some parts of the animal are burned at night. In addition, Rashi says that the Torah is telling us that some korbanot, even if they are pasul, some korbanot under certain circumstances, if they are already placed on the Mizbeach by accident, they are not removed, again, in certain circumstances. What does this all mean? The Torah says it's Torah Ha'olah, but it's really talking about burning things at night and burning even pasul korbanot in some circumstances. What is the message here? Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, the Mashkiach Ruchani of Masifta Torah Vadas, and Rav of Beis Medrash Emunas Yisrael in Brooklyn, Rav Moshe Wolfson gives the following answer. It's found in his Sefer on the Chumash Emunas Itecha Chelek Sheni on Parshat Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Bet. Rav Wolfson quotes a Medrash Plia. Medrash Plia is a collection of very difficult midrashim, almost like riddles. Some people have questioned its authenticity, but many others do quote the Medrash Plia. In any case, the Medrash Plia tells us how the students of Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma asked him when Mashiach would arrive. This is similar to the Gemara in Masachet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzarichet Amar Aleph. But not identical. Rav Yossi Bar Kisma answered, according to the Medrash Plia, Rav Yossi Bar Kisma answered very cryptically. He quoted our pasuk. They said, his students said, when is Mashiach going to arrive? And he said, Zot Torah Ta'olah. What does that mean? What did Rav Yossi Bar Kisma mean? Says Rav Wolfson, burning the leftovers and undesirable parts of the korban at night seems like a very unimportant job in the mikdash. It's not a real avoda. Nobody sees me doing it. It seems so insignificant, so inconsequential. It's just something that you do. But that is, of course, incorrect. The Torah says that this is a critical part of the avoda. These items must be burned on the mizbeach. It's Torah Ha'olah, and therefore it's entirely holy and entirely critical. And this, according to Rav Wolfson, is what Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma was saying to his students. The students were saying to the Rebbe, why do we have this galus? When is Mashiach arriving? Why do we have this nighttime, this darkness? Why, who needs it? It's worthless. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma said, no, Zot Torah Ha'olah. Even the darkness is important. The galus is not, chas v'shalom, a waste of time. We may not understand it. We may not like it. But it's not insignificant, God forbid. Our sacrifices during this galus are not, God forbid, inconsequential. Sure, we want it to be over. Sure, we're working for it to end quickly. But as long as it goes on, we know well and we have full emunah that there is a big picture here. And this applies to our personal galus as well. When we go through hard times, God forbid, we can say, why? Who needs these heartaches, chas v'shalom? They're unimportant. Forget about it. it. And the Torah is telling us here that they are not unimportant. They are critical to God. They are not pleasant, but we have emunah that they are needed. Zot Torat Ha'olah. Have a wonderful day and Shavua Tov, everyone.